Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Ever since leaving Saturn, the Streak has been following a radiation signal picked up by Mitch's detector beast. It was thought that this was caused by the atomic motors of the missing Taurus. But as the Streak gains, doubts arise. Dai picks up a spectrum pattern of heavy plutonium. The screens show a rapidly increasing ball of fire. Suddenly, an uneasy thought crosses Rocky's mind. He calls out,
Mitch!
Huh?
Switch on the Geiger detector.
Oh, Rocky, if you think we're going to hear
Come
anything
on, quickly!
Oh, all right. Hey, Rocky, listen!
Radioactivity. That thing's bombarding us with it, Rocky. Change course away quickly.
All right, stand by. Firing deflector rockets.
Keep right away, Rocky. Right away. I don't want another dose of atomic frying like we got back there in the Tarpentine.
No, I wonder what that thing is, really.
Well, if it's a ship, they sure got the best defense I ever heard of.
All that fiery brightness. Surely no ship could be like that outside.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that radiation's getting weaker. You two feel any reactions?
Well, I'm okay so far. I look okay, don't I? Tell me!
You're bursting with health, Mitch.
Ah,
disgusting.
Lucky you thought of the detector, Rocky. We must have just got within range of heavy radiation.
Yeah, true enough. Seems safe enough here. All right, you can switch that thing off, Mitch.
Right. Well, what are you going to do, Rocky?
Put the Streak into an orbit around that thing so we can have a good look at it. All right, stand by.
Right.
That's it.
Hey, Rocky,
mm-hmm.
Don't you think it might be better to blast off quietly some other place, you know? Think what curiosity did to the cat.
Why, Mitch, you're not nervous.
Oh, me? Nervous? Never let it be said. I've never been nervous in my life. I don't like that thing, that's all. After all, a stitch in time, you know, gathers no moss.
You are thinking of a rolling stone.
I'm thinking of getting the heck out of here.
You should be safe at this distance, Mitch.
Well, if you say so. We've had 2 doses of gamma rays this trip, remember?
I know.
That sort of thing's liable to make a guy a little nervous. There's no telling what might happen the next time,
you
know?
But you heard the Geiger result. Radiation's low from this distance.
Yeah, maybe that thing can increase its range.
Perhaps we'd better switch the Geiger on again, Rocky. There's no sense in taking risks.
Yeah, it's true, Di, the unknown. All right. Switch it on again, Mitch.
Okay, and if I hear anything, I'm getting out of here.
Well, you're the scientist, Di. I'm afraid this is going to be mainly up to you.
Well, I'm going to the laboratory cabin for some instruments. You better watch that radiation intensity.
Don't worry, chicken. You leave that to your Uncle Mitch. Hey, look at that thing, Rocky. Giggling grasshoppers. I wish I knew what it is.
And I'll find out when she gets on the job.
Yeah, well, that's what got me worried. She'd get interested and we'd go on cruising around it for maybe hours while she figures out what makes it tick. Hey, that radiation got stronger?
Oh, come on, Di. Come on, hurry it up. Hurry it up!
While the Streak slowly circles the glowing ball of mystery in a city on Astros, Paul and Ivan crouch in shadow near a certain building.
I hope we're right about Omo being kept in this place, Ivan.
It must be so. There is the vehicle in which she was driven away from the film showing parked in front.
Yeah. None of the others have that purple band. It must be the one.
There's no sign of the police vehicles returning yet. We must get away from here before they do.
I can't get used to women cops.
Nor I. Even though the women are as men. But come.
Where are you going?
To find Ilma.
We can't just walk in there openly.
Why not? We are dressed in Astrosian clothes.
I know, but...
We have walked about openly before without being caught.
But that was in a crowd. People don't notice so much.
We must take the chance. There is no other way.
All right. Hey, listen. Those police buggies are coming back.
Come on, then. Walk through the entrance as if we had every right to be here.
Well, easy enough to say.
2 Amazons coming. Along that passage. Turn this way. Do you think they noticed anything?
Can't be sure. Bend in the passage here. Take a quick look back as we go round it.
Good idea. They walk straight out of the building.
Oh, phew. Looks like we'll have to take a peek in every room.
We'll divide and go 2 ways. You to the left, I to the right.
What if we bump into any of these pugnacious females?
We will try and bluff it out. Failing that, run, but first yell loudly.
To let the other one know? Right. If I have to run, I'll yell Ilmer as if I'm calling for her.
Good idea. I will do the same. But, Paul, try your best to avoid such things.
Well, don't worry. I'll meet you here in, say, 10 minutes. If I don't get caught. For a moment, I wondered. Find anything?
No. There seemed to be nothing but storerooms.
Same my side. And what I think was a kitchen. Lily got caught there, too.
We must try the next floor.
No stairs or lift. That means we go outside again.
I like it no more than you do. But without the gravity belts, we cannot go up there. There is only an outside entrance to each floor, remember?
Maybe one around the back. Same as on this floor.
Shh! Someone's coming. Walk out the entrance as calmly as possible.
They're making for the entrance, too.
Keep walking. Outside. Turn right, then use your belt to go up.
They're right behind.
Up, now. Switch to hover, then step in.
Yeah, I know. Phew. Made it.
Can you see? Any suspicion?
I'll try and look down. Easy, man, easy. They walked straight up to the left there. Didn't suspect a thing.
All right. This floor. Same procedure. The passage branches there, I think.
Yeah. Well, here we... Van, someone's just come in the entrance.
Keep together. This way.
Around that bend, quick. I made it. Take a quick look, see?
Coming this way, quick.
Next bend's too far.
That door.
But we can't get...
Quiet, listen. No sound inside. Have to risk it. Quickly.
Saragaboba!
Ivan, use bluff. Walk out.
Saragaboba!
Here's the other one.
Inglis. Scullions of Inglis. Stay.
Make a break for it, Ivan.
Not so. Be still. Tis armed I am. Behold.
A pistol. We're beaten, poor.
All a rotten luck.
So you thought to escape, scullions. You wear a disguise, as your moving shadow entertainments say.
You've been seeing too many films.
And you are foolish at disguise. Tis well done, but not well enough.
Yes, I see the garb. Arisigman.
The shoes, as my friend says.
I knew they'd give us away, Ivan.
What are you going to do with us now? Shoot us?
Shoot?
Yeah, shoot. Use that pistol on us.
Oh, no. T'would be too easy thus.
What are you saying?
I tell my friend to inform our ruler you are captured.
I go, Earth Scullions.
You have been sought long since you escaped. It will be great praise for me that I have caught you.
No praise to you. It was just our bad luck.
Silence. You speak too readily for scullions.
You're not going to keep us here.
No, we are leaving.
Stay. I will shoot.
There will be no praise if you kill us.
It is always death to scullions who rebel too greatly. Move, and I kill.
All right. Relax, friend. Relax. You win.
Then leave the door. To yon corner, move. With speed.
We got our bluff called, Ivan.
Yes. Well, we're in the corner. Do we sit down?
Remain standing. There you will wait until the scullion mistress comes to remove you. She will end this rebellion by the machine. The machine will soon bend your foolish wills.
Well, Di, have you got it worked out?
As best I can, Robbie. Mm-hmm.
Giggling grasshoppers, chicken. Don't say that after cruising around it too so long, you still don't know what it is.
It's not a ship, that's certain. As near as I can work out, it seems to be some sort of miniature star.
A miniature star?
Oh, that's a new one.
Well, that accounts for the plutonium reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plutonium was only formed as a result of the atomic reaction. Well, that globe there is like a big meteorite with an atomic core like the sun.
Yes.
It's so active, plutonium's being formed in big amounts.
Well, that's the source of plutonium that the Solar Council needs.
But it's not the answer to our search, Rocky. That thing's impossible. possibly radioactive.
You mean all the way from Saturn we've just been following a sort of wandering atom furnace?
I'm afraid so, Mitch. What's worse, we've found heavy plutonium, and it's no use to us.
Yeah, we're really getting results this trip, aren't we?
Yeah, well, don't rub it in, Mitch,
oh,
please.
Well, I didn't mean to do that. I just... Yeah.
Radar warning.
All right, switch on the screen quickly.
No need for that, Rocky. There it is.
What?
See? Coming, but fast.
Hey, a spaceship this time. Will you look at the shape of it?
Long and flat. Rocky is heading straight for us.
It's turned aside. Hey, something's still coming.
A space torpedo of some kind. All right, stand by for evasive action. This is an attack.
With urgent speed, the Streak's crew throw themselves at the controls. Toward them hurtles a pencil-shaped black object, while the strange ship zooms past in a wide curve. Where has this ship come from? Why does it attack? And what of Paul and Ivan on distant Astros? There is excitement ahead, so don't miss the next thrilling episode of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!